Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Today, joining us on the program, we have Paul Travers. He is the founder and CEO of Vuzix, a leading supplier of smart glasses and augmented reality technologies and products for the enterprise, medical, defense, and consumer markets. And Mr. Travers, thanks for joining us here today.
It's a pleasure, Eric. Thanks for having me.
So to kick things off, if you would, tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and what inspired you to pursue Vuzix. Let's start there.
Yeah, okay. So I'm an engineer by trade. We used to work at Eastman Kodak in the research labs making multi-megapixel digital cameras way, way, way long time ago, like, oh gosh, now 35 years ago kind of a thing. And after 5 years of being there, it was a little frustrating because Kodak really didn't want to hurt film, and so they really slow rolled most of the programs I was on, and so I decided to leave. And this is now my fourth business. I built one and sold it to Advanced Micro Devices, then I built a second company and sold it to Belkin. And then I built the world's first virtual reality head-mounted display product for the consumer marketplace, and that went into the market, I think, in 1992 or 93. And then in 97, I bought that company out from all the outside shareholders and started Vuzix. We had a focus at Vuzix on working for the U.S. defense markets at first. We made this heads-up display that the Special Forces guys used that was called TacEye, and it was a one-eyed device that they could take a PackBot and throw it in a building and drive the little robot around inside the building, and the glass that we provided gave the view for the cameras that was in the robot, so they could see what was going on inside the building and stuff. And the Special Forces guys, you know, they're carrying around 300 pounds of gear and they had giant batteries. And one thing we learned out of all of that was they need super lightweight stuff if they're going to be able to use them for an 8-hour day or 12 even, based upon how long the mission was for. And they asked us at the time if we could make a pair of Oakley-style sunglasses that had computers in them because they wanted to get rid of their laptops and toughbooks, because when they'd open them up at night, you know, they'd light up like a Christmas tree and the like. So since then, Vuzix learned that if it's big and bulky, it doesn't work. It needs to be super lightweight. And ultimately, for this market to really fly, the glasses have to be fashion forward, things that people will really want to wear. And we put a focus on that in the enterprise space, although I'd be the first guy to say that our enterprise products, which, by the way, all of them, for the most part, weigh less than 3 ounces, so they're really light devices, but they do look a little bit odd today. But in enterprise, or when you're in a medical environment where you're wearing them to do an operation, or it's an all day, you know, warehouse picking kind of a thing, it just needs to be highly functional and lightweight. In the real world, in the broad markets, fashion forward, people like choices. They need to be able to deal with their prescriptions. There's a much more difficult problem. And that look and feel has got to be that fashion forward. So Vuzix has been working on solving that problem. The enterprise side of our business is growing. It's a very exciting time for us. It's up quarter after quarter of late. It's a fun time to be there. It's fun to see this market finally starting to come to maturity after we've been at this for 26 years now. So it's been a long time in the game. But because the products are finally lightweight, they get the job done, and we have these really fashion-forward, cool glasses that we're coming out with. That we're here at the Augmented World Expo again this year. That, by way of example, and it's one of the showcases of our booth here. That's a lot of background, Eric. Sorry, I hope that was okay.
That is more than okay. That is quite a background. That is tremendous, and that shows you why you have the authority in the space, no doubt. Now, with all that being said, can you give us some insight into the technology behind Vuzix and what makes it stand out from the rest?
Yeah, that's a really good question. So we're out of Rochester, New York. It's an optic center of the world. You can imagine with companies like Eastman Kodak and Bausch & Lomb and Xerox. I mean, these are all companies that have optics at their core, or they did have. And so we have a team of folks at Vuzix that are really good at optics. And in order to make these lightweight glasses, the optics is one of the most difficult parts. We have these things called waveguides, and they're thin, like a pair of glasses thin, like, you know, a millimeter, 2 millimeters at the most. So they're really thin, and they have these surface structures on them called diffraction elements. And these diffractive elements, you can't see them with the naked eye. They're nanometers in size, but they allow us to inject an image into the very corner of the lens that literally looks like a pair of glasses lenses. And you tuck the display down into the corner, you put these glasses on, and you look through them, and the image just appears out in space magically in front of you. And Vuzix has got 300 plus patents and patents pending around using those kinds of optics around fashion forward, you know, really sexy looking glasses. And we can produce these optics in high volume and at price points that the broad markets can finally afford. And I think we're one of the only companies on the planet that can do that today. We have the production capabilities, all the processes, the materials, everything here in Rochester, New York. And with that, we can produce the coolest fashion forward looking smart glasses on the planet today. So it's optics for sure, but we're also a system level company. I mean, we make full solutions in Rochester. We make the glasses themselves. We don't injection mold, and we don't make the printed circuit boards, but that stuff comes to Rochester. We assemble it, and then we ship it into the marketplace. And all of the optics that are these waveguide based optics are built and designed and engineered in Rochester, New York.
Now, shifting gears just a little bit here, I'd be curious what your thoughts are on this. What do you think the future of augmented reality technology holds for businesses and individuals in the coming years, and will artificial intelligence play a role in that as well?
Let me start with the latter. I think they're going to be hooked at the hip. AR, augmented reality, and AI are just designed for each other. To be able to have a pair of glasses on and talk to them and have them contextually know what's going on around you, it's going to be some game-changing stuff that will happen with that. When you look through the glasses, unlike your phone, right? Let's take the phone as an example. We'll start there. You can take your phone and you can point it down the street today because the camera's looking down the street. The software's smart enough to know where it's looking, and it can even, you know, draw a line on the road in front of you to help you get your directions. So for mapping, just as a simple example, you're trying to get to the restaurant, you're holding your phone up, and there's the arrow on the road. Well, imagine that with your glasses. You say, I want the directions to the French restaurant on 21st Street. And instead of now looking down at your phone, you just have overlaid on top of the real world in front of you, like it's part of it, the directions with an arrow pointed on the road telling you how to get there. It's going to completely change navigation. And just like you don't go back to a paper map anymore, you're not going to look down at your phone anymore. And that's, I can give you example after example where, you know, you're at a pallet packing. You got to pack this pallet. And you don't want to put the cornflakes at the bottom of the pallet and the water on top of it because it crushes the cornflakes. Well, not everybody who's new at pallet packing understands that, but the glasses on it just shows you how to pallet pack it. You look at the pallet and it points and puts a box where you need to put the cornflakes and where you need to put the water. All this stuff is just going to completely change the way the digital world and the real world come together. It's going to be every part of life. And in fact, the reason why people like Google and Meta and Apple are so driven around this is they all believe that sooner or later, the phones are going to get replaced by smart glasses. Smart glasses that are AR connected so that the digital world and the real world can come together. And by using AI to connect the two through voice, contextually where you are, it will just make the whole thing work so much better.
Well, it's quite amazing where technology has brought us and where it will be in years to come. We really appreciate your thoughts. Per the future of augmented reality technology and artificial intelligence today, we're speaking with Paul Travers, the founder and CEO of Vuzix, a leading supplier of smart glasses and augmented reality technologies and products for the enterprise, medical, defense, and consumer markets here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN. The Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, another question for you. In what ways have augmented reality solutions impacted the way that businesses operate today?
Well, that pallet packing example that I just gave you is a real-world example. We have companies that are using our glasses in distribution centers to do exactly that. And that's a job where the turnover, I mean, not everybody wants to pack pallets for their whole life, right? So it's got a lot of turnover. And in order to teach a person to pack pallets correctly takes weeks. And if you think about it, if you underpack a pallet, let's say by 20%, your shipping costs are going up by 20% because you can only fit X amount of pallets on a truck. And if they're all packed low, you know, your costs are up and you've got, this is a high turnover job. So handing people our glasses that have these algorithms and this AI and running in it, having the AI engine running, telling the person how to pack the pallet within a few hours, they're packing pallets perfectly. So it's completely game changing there. The other thing that our glasses are being used for in the real world today in the medical space, by way of example, you have a doctor who's doing open heart surgery and he wants to teach 50 students on how to do this. Well, there's no room for 50 students to stand around each other around the operation while it's happening and to see down in the open heart chest cavity, that's even more difficult. But with our glasses on, they have a 4K broadcast quality camera built into them. So the doctor can wear our glasses and stream the operation and talk while he's doing it to explain what's happening and literally share with as many students as want to watch it on this HIPAA compliant video stream that's showing real time how this operation is done. It's pretty amazing. Take a step forward from that. You have a doctor, let's say Ohana One, Doctors Without Borders. We work with those folks and they have a doctor, let's say down in Africa that's doing a new surgery and he needs a little bit of help with a certain component of it. He can literally do like a Zoom call, but with the glasses on and get help from an expert in San Francisco, let's say, as if that doctor in San Francisco was sitting in the operating theater with him. He can see what the doctor's doing, how he's operating. He can take his mouse and draw on the screen and in the overlay, in the doctor's view of what he's seeing through the glasses, he can see, oh no, cut this first, you know, do this next, that sort of stuff. So remote surgery support and stuff that's happening right now, today, with Vuzix smart glasses. It's really cool things. Enterprise, medical, some stuff in defense. And then we have this OEM group now at Vuzix, which is taking the optics and the engines for all these glasses that we make and making them available to partners that are, you know, have access to markets that Vuzix doesn't play in. For instance, the broader markets today. So we allow folks to come to Vuzix. We design and build optics and manufacture them in volume. And you'll see over the next year, there's a whole bunch of OEM partners that are coming out with their branded products around Vuzix's technology in them. So we got a core enterprise business that's doing phenomenal today, growing nicely. And we've got this OEM business, which it looks like it's going to be quite significant. And we have customers in the defense, in the enterprise, and in the broader markets, brands that people would recognize that are coming to Vuzix to help build their products in the smart glasses space. So you're seeing the beginnings of this industry start to open up. You're finally seeing the technology catching up to what people would actually want to wear in the broader markets. And Vuzix is one of the leaders in the space.
Fantastic stuff and a great report here, and really appreciate your giving us some thorough coverage within your space. We've certainly taken some things away from what you've shared with us here today. Now, I know earlier I asked you about the future of augmented reality and the technology as well as AI, but on another front, as we do conclude today, what are you most excited about or anticipate in the near future for Vuzix?
Well, we have a series of we have this OEM business today that has a platform that it's built on. We call the platform the Ultralight. And we have a series of ultralights that are coming out that have more and more capabilities. The idea of having a pair of glasses in the marketplace that works with your phone, that has the small camera, the microphone, the display systems built in, but they look like regular glasses. It's amazing that you can pull this off today. And then with the phone in the background running chat GPT, like at AWE today, there's two or three companies that are using our glasses and they have AI engines, chat GPT, all running with the glasses now. So you just talk to the glasses and they make all these cool things happen. For like, just to give you a good example here, if you're hearing impaired and you know, you can't hear what the guy's saying, you got our glasses on and in front of your eyes is the text of what this person is talking to you about. So you don't need to have sign language. You don't have to read lips. That's just another example of AI that's listening to the vocal stream and turning it into text for the user of the glasses. one of piles of things. Pokemon Go would be another good example where, you know, you're walking down the street and there's Pokemon characters out in the middle of the street with you. So getting these fashion forward glasses and using them with the phone today as part of an ecosystem is going to be some phenomenal stuff coming out over the next year or so around all that sort of stuff. It's very exciting for Vuzix.
Yes, certainly a lot to be excited about when it comes to Vuzix, as well as the technology in the space. Thanks so much. If listeners wanted to get more information on Vuzix, where's the best place online to do so?
Yep, that would be Vuzix.com. That's V as in Victor, U-Z-I-X.com.
And that certainly works. We'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Travers, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on EPN. Certainly was our pleasure.
Oh, for sure, Eric. Thank you very much for taking the time to have a talk with us.
Well, it certainly was my honor and pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Paul Travers, founder and CEO of Vuzix, a leading supplier of smart glasses and augmented reality technologies and products for the enterprise, medical, defense, and consumer markets. And again, for all the details, visit Vuzix.com. And this is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.